This is Press Play on KCRW. I'm Madeline Brand. Tax season is underway. If you haven't filed yet, there's still some time for you to get your paperwork in order. And some good news here if you live in California. Most of us have until October 16th to file now. We're getting a break because of all these storms. Here to talk about that and other tax stuff is Michelle Singletary, Washington Post personal finance columnist. Welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
It's great to have you. As always, let's first talk about this California news. So at first blush, this looks like great news for us. We have so much more time to file. So would you recommend that we take our time or file now?
If you are due a refund and you have all your paperwork in place, to go ahead and file, because if you delay, that means you're not going to get your money until October. And certainly you want to get that in as soon as possible. And I think many people who are owed a refund are going to do that. Now, if you owe the IRS, this is definitely a breather for you. You've got until that October deadline. But me, I don't like to owe anybody anything. And so I'm going to send them that money. You know, you don't want to mess around with it. But if you need some more time to get that money in place, certainly take the time that is afforded to you to allow you to file in October.
It also gives you more time to save up in case you owe a lot.
That's exactly right. And, you know, and if you know that you're in that situation, now is the time to contact the IRS. You can go online and you might want to go ahead and look into whether or not you need to set up a payment plan. You definitely want to file, even if you don't have the money to pay, because there's two penalties. When you don't pay, there's a penalty. And when you don't file on time, there's a penalty. So now you've got some extra time to do all of that. But you must meet that deadline if you owe.
Plus, wouldn't you want to hang on to it and potentially invest it or whatever, at least put it in a savings account?
I mean, like you don't want to invest it. Well, you don't want to invest it because that's going to put that money at risk. You certainly could keep it in a bank account. And the rates are higher now because of inflation. But we're talking about such a short period of time that it's probably not going to be all that much money. But if you want to wait and earn a couple more bucks until it's due, certainly go ahead and take advantage of that.
Okay, awesome. Well, in general, the IRS is saying that we should expect smaller refunds this year if we're getting a refund. And why is that?
Well, in the last couple of years, because of the pandemic, you know, there have been different stimulus payments. We had three stimulus payments. We had expanded child tax credit, you know, expanded for the earned income tax credit. So there was lots of money that was being delivered to individuals who were suffering because of the pandemic. Well, now the economy is getting better and all of that has ended. And so for 2022, all those expanded payments are no longer available. And so people should see, you know, less than their refund. Now it's running at about $300 less than it was in the previous year.
What about the child tax credit? That's also different this year, right?
Well, it's different in the sense of they had boosted that amount of money. And it was really a great thing for many parents because it allowed them to lift them, you know, kids out of poverty. But now we're going back to the to what it was before the pandemic. And so now to qualify, you know, you've got to have a qualifying child and it's, you know, up to $2,000 for kids 17 and under.
And you can claim an adult dependent on your tax return as well?
In these kind of cases, I always tell people check with the IRS to figure out what is a qualifying child and a qualifying relative. But, you know, increasingly adult children find themselves, you know, still living with their parents. The parents are still paying the majority of the bill. And either case, you have to know whether that person can be claimed as independent, depending on if they're bringing in income to cover themselves. So if you're paying the majority of them and they are not paying the majority of the income, then you may be able to claim them as independent. And this is particularly a good area for people who may be taking care of their elderly parents. Like you're responsible for the most of 50% or more of their keep, you know, paying for the things that they need, that you should consult a tax professional to see if you can claim them as a dependent.
Also, for young people graduating from college or what have you and returning home, right?
That's exactly right. Like all three of my young adults are living at home. We don't really get a lot of the tax breaks, so it doesn't matter. We claim independence,
I
we're
know, we're
gonna
shelling
pass
out a
the
lot more than we
income
could
level.
hope to get back, that's for sure.
I know. I tell you, but there is a bonus to having kids. I always tell people I had three. That's three chances of somebody gonna take care of me in my old age, and
That's
I got
right.
two girls. So, and I'm gonna be nice to my son's wife when he gets married. I got a whole plan. I got a whole plan.
Yeah, you definitely plan ahead. That is, oh, that's great. All right. So let's say you're a teacher. You can deduct some of your classroom expenses, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's not a whole lot, but it's $300. That's still something. So they deduct as much as $300 in out-of-pocket classroom expenses that occurred in 2022, and it's only a $50 increase over what it was previously. And if both spouses are eligible educators, then that's a combined $600. But they both have to be eligible educators. So it's my youngest is a new teacher. She'll be wrapping up her first year at the end of this school term. And I'm telling you that child of mine, she thinks of those children as her own, and she is always buying stuff for the classroom. My husband and I also pitch in and help her to buy some things. And that credit ought to be a lot more than $300. I mean,
I'll say.
teachers are spending a lot of their own money to help in their classrooms. And she's teaching in the underprivileged school. And I tell you, they need that tax break. So certainly if you're an educator, take advantage of it. And we need to be contacting our congressional leaders to get that credit to be even more.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so there are, of course, a lot of scams out there, especially around this time of year. What should you be on the lookout for?
The first stop should be the IRS. And I know people are definitely afraid of contacting them, but I have literally helped individuals do this, set up a payment plan. I had a friend who I was working with in her budget, and she owed quite a substantial amount of money to the IRS, and she was so scared to call. I set her down next to me. We called. She set up a payment plan and was out of this debt in like 2 or 3 years. Now, I'm not saying that they're all scam or illegal, but they're not necessarily going to do anything that you can't do for yourself by directly contacting the IRS. Go to irs.gov. On the homepage, you'll see information about payment plans and how you can get out of it. And so I just want to have people be, very, very careful in contacting these companies, because a lot of times they're going to charge you thousands of dollars that you could use to pay that tax debt.
Yeah. How can you find a good tax professional?
If you go to the IRS website, you can find a professional that they have vetted. They've got they have to have a certain number with the IRS. So I would just go to the IRS website. I know it sounds crazy. People are like, I'm not contacting the IRS, but it is a great place to start to make sure that you find a qualified tax professional.
The IRS is facing a shortage of workers and a big backlog of returns from last year. So, how are they going to plow through all of this year's returns and give us a refund if we earn it?
Well, interesting, because they've gotten a boost of money, right? That last big
Ah.
budget bill that went through, they've got a lot of money. They've had about 5,000 folks to help with the tax season. They've gotten through a lot of the backlog. And so if you've got a pretty straightforward tax return, you file it electronically and you ask that your money be sent by direct deposit, you can actually get your refund in about 21 days or 3 weeks. So that's pretty fast.
Really? That's really
Yes,
fast.
right? And so unless now, make sure there's no errors, right? So you need to triple and double check your return. And if it's error free for the most part, you should be able to get your refund in just a couple of weeks.
Well, that is some good news to end on. Thank you, Michelle.
You're so welcome.
Michelle Singletary is the Washington Post's personal finance columnist. Coming coming up, another lawsuit against Fox News, this time by a producer on Tucker Carlson's show. She says a sexist environment led to her being pressured to lie about election lies.
Well, she's combining them all together in a grand goulash of inequity. What can I tell you?
That's next on Press Play.